This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. Do you read the Bible out loud at church? Do you teach a Sunday school class? Do you lead a Bible study? This book can be a valuable tool for you. With it, you can easily pronounce any name in the Bible. Just go to easybiblenamesguide.com for all the details. And when you decide to buy, be sure to use discount code AB2, lowercase a, lowercase b, numeral 2, for a 20% discount since you're listening to this show. And for those of you that have already taken advantage of this offer, thank you. I appreciate it. Hello, and welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 470. I'm your host, Steve Webb. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track 1 is the Old Testament, and track 2 is the New Testament. Each day we alternate the tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today we'll read Acts 10 from the New King James Version and Acts 11 from the Good News Translation. Let's begin. Acts chapter 10. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment, a devout man and one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius. And when he observed him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? So he said to him, Your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. Now send men to Joppa and send for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging with Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea. He will tell you what you must do. And when the angel who spoke to him had departed, Cornelius called two of his household servants and a devout soldier from among those who waited on him continually. So when he had explained all these things to them, he sent them to Joppa. The next day, as they went on their journey and drew near the city, Peter went up to the housetop to pray, about the sixth hour. Then he became very hungry and wanted to eat. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven opened, and an object, like a great sheet bound at the four corners, descended to him and let down to the earth. In it were all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. And a voice came to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything common or unclean. And a voice spoke to him again the second time, What God has cleansed, you must not call common. This was done three times, and the object was taken up into heaven again. Now while Peter wondered within himself what this vision which he had seen meant, behold, the men who had been sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate. And they called and asked whether Simon, whose surname was Peter, was lodging there. While Peter thought about the vision, the Spirit said to him, Behold, three men are seeking you. Arise, therefore, go down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Then Peter went down to the men who had been sent to him from Cornelius and said, Yes, I am he whom you seek. For what reason have you come? And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, one who fears God and has a good reputation among all the nation of the Jews, was divinely instructed by a holy angel to summon you to his house and to hear words from you. Then he invited them in and lodged them. On the next day, Peter went away with them, and some brethren from Joppa accompanied them, and the following day they entered Caesarea. Now Cornelius was waiting for them, and had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter lifted him up, saying, Stand up, I myself am also a man. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many who had come together. Then he said to them, You know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with or go to one of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore I came without objection as soon as I was sent for. I ask then, for what reason have you sent for me? So Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour. And at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your alms are remembered in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call Simon here, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging in the house of Simon, a tanner, by the sea. When he comes, he will speak to you. So I sent to you immediately, and you have done well to come. Now therefore, we are all present before God to hear all the things commanded you by God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, In truth I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all, that word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging on a tree. Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but to witnesses chosen before God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who is ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets witness that through his name whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered, Can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days. Acts chapter 11. The apostles and the other believers throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. When Peter went to Jerusalem, those who were in favor of circumcising Gentiles criticized him, saying, You were a guest in the home of uncircumcised Gentiles, and you even ate with them. So Peter gave them a complete account of what had happened from the very beginning. While I was praying in the city of Joppa, I had a vision. I saw something coming down that looked like a large sheet being lowered by its four corners from heaven, and it stopped next to me. I looked closely inside and saw domesticated and wild animals, reptiles and wild birds. Then I heard a voice saying to me, Get up, Peter, kill and eat. But I said, Certainly not, Lord. No ritually unclean or defiled food has ever entered my mouth. The voice spoke again from heaven. Do not consider anything unclean that God has declared clean. This happened three times, and finally the whole thing was drawn back up into heaven. At that very moment, three men who had been sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where I was staying. The Spirit told me to go with them without hesitation. These six fellow believers from Joppa accompanied me to Caesarea, and we all went into the house of Cornelius. He told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house who said to him, Send someone to Joppa for a man whose full name is Simon Peter. He will speak words to you by which you and all your family will be saved. And when I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came down on them just as on us at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord had said, John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. It is clear that God gave those Gentiles the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Who was I then to try to stop God? When they heard this, they stopped their criticism and praised God, saying, Then God has given to the Gentiles also the opportunity to repent and live. Some of the believers who were scattered by the persecution which took place when Stephen was killed went as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, telling the message to Jews only. But other believers, who were from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and proclaimed the message to Gentiles also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's power was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. The news about this reached the church in Jerusalem, so they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw how God had blessed the people, he was glad and urged them all to be faithful and true to the Lord with all their hearts. Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and many people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. When he found him, he took him to Antioch, and for a whole year the two met with the people of the church and taught a large group. It was at Antioch that the believers were first called Christians. About that time, some prophets went from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, named Agabus, stood up and by the power of the Spirit predicted that a severe famine was about to come over all the earth. It came when Claudius was emperor. The disciples decided that they would each send as much as they could to help their fellow believers who lived in Judea. They did this then and sent the money to the church elders by Barnabas and Saul. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. In chapter 10, we read of a Roman centurion. A centurion commanded 100 soldiers, hence the title centurion. Now, this was not your average centurion. He loved God, as did his entire family. Most Romans worshipped a variety of gods, so this man was unusual, although he probably didn't face much, if any, persecution, because it was not unusual for the Romans to adopt the religions of the people they conquered. What was unusual was the vision Peter had. Ever since God gave the law to the Jews, there were dietary laws that forbade them to eat certain foods. So Peter had to be given the same vision 3 times before he would accept that God really was telling him that these unclean foods were now approved. But of course, the most important thing God was preparing Peter for was the idea of accepting Gentiles into the Christian church. And as always, God's timing is perfect. While Peter was thinking about the vision, considering what it meant, a delegation of Romans sent by the centurion after he was given a vision knocked on his door and asked him to accompany them. Well, when they arrived at the house, Peter heard the Holy Spirit tell him that these men were brought by him, the Holy Spirit, and that he, Peter, should go with them. It didn't take long for Peter to put 2 and 2 together. He understood that God was saying that Gentiles were his people too, and that the salvation brought by Jesus was for them just as much as it was for the Jew. This is good for us to remember because some in the church today have a difficult time accepting those who are different from them into their midst. It's certainly not as bad as it once was, but there are churches where it is still true. Would you feel uneasy if a person who looks and sounds Middle Eastern came to visit your church, for instance? What about a transgender person? How about someone who had tattoos covering every inch of exposed skin? How about a homeless person who had not had a bath in months? Friends, Jesus told us in Matthew 16:10 to be as wise as serpents and innocent as doves. When someone different comes into our midst, we should accept them, but be wary until we're sure of their intentions. The Roman centurion had already demonstrated his sincerity by the giving of alms and his habit of prayer. Whoever comes into our midst, with good intentions or not, was created and is loved by God. Of that, there is no doubt. Let us not reject anyone just because of their looks or anything external. God looks at the heart of man, not the outside of a man. We should look at the fruit of their lives because the fruit is the evidence of what is in their heart. Now, what fruit does your life display? I'd like to thank those of you that have embraced the value for value concept. If you believe the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible brings value to your life, then my request is that you would please head on over to support.lifespringmedia.com and see how you can help support the podcast and help assure that the message God has given us to share here continues. My friendly editor is one who has so generously contributed to the value for value model by sending monthly support. If the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible has helped you in your effort to read the Bible on a consistent basis, then please think about what kind of value that has brought into your life. Support.lifespringmedia.com. I don't take advertisers, but that doesn't mean that I don't need your support. I do. Thanks for your consideration. Tomorrow we're back in the book of Isaiah. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.